Luckily, the arrival on the scene of this Cyclone Kimmy wasn't a great threat to anybody significantly. I mean, fundamentally, no damage done, which meant the SES people and the emergency people, just called the Local Disaster Coordination Centre people, were able to have, if you like, a dry run, a practice run, if you like, leading into a season that still represents some danger, given that it is an La Nina season, which means they say more cyclones or whatever. We don't know yet, but it is early in the season. Now, one of the people who I presume would have been pleased to, I suppose, see how they've been operating and how they're likely to operate this coming season is Wayne Coutts. Wayne's the Regional Director of the SES, the State Emergency Service, and I'm going to get an update from him on how yesterday went. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Fundamentally a rehearsal for the coming season?
Yeah, I guess I really probably say more so a rehearsal for the public, because emergency services have lots of exercises leading up to the season and make sure we're all in place and ready to go. So I saw it as more of a test for the public to prepare and have a think about what they need to do, and if they found that they might have been wanting, it's a good time to take some action to make sure they're right for the next one.
Now, I ask you this every year: membership, how's it going? Have you got the numbers you need?
Yeah, I think it's not too bad. Some of our groups are down a little bit with the cycle and with things like COVID and unemployment and so forth, but generally most of the groups aren't too bad. Probably the thing that we always point out to people is that, you know, we never try really, so I don't think we could afford it, to have have more volunteers than we could ever need, because that makes it boring for them, because there isn't things for them to do during the off season and so forth. So we do rely on moving volunteers around the state to assist when that becomes necessary.
Well, that was the next point I was going to ask you about. For example, a cyclone that might pass us by here heading south, generally speaking, is going to represent a threat to the places like, I don't know, Cardwellingham, Townsville or whatever. Now, are you then still on call with your SES volunteers to go south if necessary?
Yeah, absolutely. So even with Kimmy, as it started to move from us, we had our groups in the northern areas, so Cairns, etc., were preparing to respond if they needed to go down to, say, Townsville to assist. Obviously, Cardwell, but we're watching all that very closely. Our region goes down to Cardwell, so we would take care of any of that. But we did have groups on standby that if Townsville put their hand up and asked for assistance, we would have been able to respond fairly quickly to get down there.
I was talking with Terry James this morning about that Disaster Coordination Centre. I didn't realise it's been there now for the best part of a decade. The coordination generally of what happens in Cairns in a crisis, do you have access or do you have a connection with that Disaster Coordination Centre at all?
Yeah, so we have somebody over there when the centre is up and open and running, and it's a it makes sure that the whole of QFES, Fire and Rescue or Fire SES, our emergency management people are informed, and we put information back into them as well. Mm-hmm. So all well connected. They can see our dashboards over there. They can see exactly how many jobs that SES are getting, the phone calls as they're coming in, and we're connected into their systems as well. So really good network with disaster management and how it's been connected up over the years, just grown and grown, and probably since the Winifred days or whatever, it's just gotten better and better. And with our emergency management coordinators that are based within Queensland Fire and Emergency Services within our department, they connect almost daily with the councils and the local disaster coordination centres.
The swift water rescue aspect, is that fundamentally part of your SES operation?
No, so it's part of the Fire and Rescue Service, which is the same department that SES is in. So we have, there's several categories of that, so of swift water rescue. So we have swift water rescue level one, level two, and some technical rescue aspects after that. So level two, when we tend to say that we're moving swift water rescue technicians around, and in this case we moved a team down to Innisfail and to Tully, those are, in each team is four fire and rescue technicians, you know, trained to the highest level to, you know, to respond, jump in the water, if that becomes necessary. Typically, they're supported by SES flowboats, depending on the type of water that they might be involved in. And so sometimes, you know, wherever we can, we try to rescue people with boats, so you don't have to jump in the water. But obviously, the swift water techs can do that if that becomes necessary. SES have a lot of swift water one technicians, and so those technicians those operators are meant to operate from land, and so they're trained about, you know, throwing the ropes in accordingly, rescue systems to get people out of the water without actually entering the water.
There you go. Just before you go, do you get early notification of, for example, the formation or the likely or possible formation of a cyclone? Like, for example, when did you hear that Cyclone Kimmy might be forming?
Yeah, so I guess probably half an hour, maybe an hour before it was released by bomb. We just had a regular connect up. It's nothing amazing. We just had a regular connect up with them, and they said, basically said, "Oh, this is interesting. Things are changing here. This is, you know, wasn't what we expected." So not much in advance at all, and that's typical because, you know, there's no sense that emergency services know about stuff and the public don't. So it's all, you know, it's all connected in fairly well, and so we, you know, we do just watch the same warnings as everybody else. Yeah. We do have a bureau person that's situated in our disaster coordination centre in Brisbane, and which is really cool because we can just reach out to him at any stage, him or her, and they will give us a brief, you know, over the video conference stuff, specifically about our concerns that are in particular areas. And that person does the same for the local disaster coordination centres that you were just talking about, for example, in Cairns, etc.
This has been very interesting, Wayne. Thank you.
Yeah, probably. Just the other thing, John, will just be going on news soon, I guess. But the quick thing, this job, we had a couple of people call in from, you know, a way out of the area asking SES to go and tidy up their yard, tie down a couple of caravans, for example. And so that's the sort of thing. We just really need people to prepare for those sorts of things themselves. This is not really an emergency. Come and do our things at the last minute. We certainly don't mind ducking out and helping some 80-year-old lady that's at home by herself, and that's just absolutely. But when you've got things, you know, a man or a worker or whatever that just hasn't made those preparations for the season.
That's a classic, Wayne. Come out and tidy up your yard while I suck a stubby on the balcony.
Almost, yeah.
Good to talk to you, Wayne. Thank you. Wayne Coutts, he's the Regional Director of the SES. Back with